So if you have a modern-day Democratic Party that thinks we should protect the environment, you have a classical, traditional Republican Party that's got a lot of stuff done in the stewardship of the natural lands, then what you're basically saying is this really should be bipartisan and everybody should be on board with this.
Yeah. You know, President Nixon said there's a cause beyond party and beyond faction. And Reagan said something similar. He said, that this is not a partisan issue, it's common sense. So we, you know, how do we go from there, where we have conservatives and Republicans coming up with great ideas and innovative ways to deal with issues, and solve these problems, to basically handing it over to the Democrats and saying, okay, you're the ones who are, have all the proposals to protect the environment and we're just going to try to stop you. How does that help? What the American public needs are both parties searching for solutions to problems. And, you know, just objecting to something knee-jerkly because it happens to be the other side that's initially concerned with the problem. I mean, Al Gore was the first person to come out really in a big public way when he was a senator and complain about ozone depletion. Well, he complained about it, but it was President Reagan who actually solved it. Reagan didn't say, oh, I'm not going to do anything on this issue because Gore's out here talking about it. He was a leader and a statesman, and he realized that this was a threat, and he wanted to make sure that, as Secretary of State George Shultz said, that we have an insurance policy to protect ourselves from the harm that we might be doing.